Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom Walk here on Black Hole Radio. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria Ensaroma, and the month of September is a mineral month, and the elemental opportunities it provides have all to do with connecting purposefully to ourselves, other people, places, and things that support the truth of who we are. So tonight I continue my three-part series on the theme Honoring Your Genius. And in this broadcast, I'll be sharing with you living your genius. Now, for those of you who may be listening in for the first time, here's a brief overview of Wisdom Walk. It is a personal development resource for your mind, body, and soul. My ministry is any pain that is not transformed will be transferred. So the essential goal of my shows is to support listeners with learning how to recognize and release any pain that may be blocking fulfillment in life, or what I like to call having your happy ending in life. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, I broadcast live, computer or other gadgets that access the internet. You may listen to this live broadcast and or call into the show at area code 563-999-3089. Again, that's 563-999-3089. Also, the web link provided on my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, or the Facebook page for Black Hole Radio. And also, it comes in a constant contact email for some of you. That link serves as an archive link after I have completed the broad in need of this wisdom. But right now, I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where you can connect to your soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Now, as I do every week, let's start by opening and honoring the ancestors, and especially what's going on right now and all the flooding that people in the Midwest and now in the Carolinas area have been dealing with. There's also drought going on over here on the West Coast. You know, so Mother Nature's just kicking up. And so those are really big signs coming to us from spirit. So we need some ancestral help and wisdom here with this so that we can really navigate and move through and open up the learning, learn more about what is this really, really about. So tonight I want us to honor all the ancestors, all those folks who gifted us with love and support, or the ones who disappointed and neglected us, because our souls grow as both a result of the good and the bad. So I want you to just take a moment and remember and speak aloud the names of your ancestors. Think about the ones that really, really impacted you, for the good or the bad, your life, to be a guide to you. Because problems here that we have in this dimension, in this earth plane, that's not a problem for them. You know, they've crossed over. They're into a whole different land, the land of the ancestors. And so they have an ability and an opportunity to be of service to us in a very, very potent and important way. So ancestors, we are calling out to you, fire, of all these changes going on, we are calling out to you for support, for clarity, for wisdom, for understanding. Help us be patient. Help us to persevere. Help us to have compassion, first of all, for ourselves, but also for other people, especially people who are actually on the recipient end of all these different natural going on. And so we're open to receiving your love, your guidance, your wisdom, your support. And we thank you, thank you, thank you in the name of all that is holy. I say amen. Elementally, this week, fire week tomorrow. I always get excited about fire week because I'm a fire person. And this, of course, is according to the dagger or medicine wheel that I wisdom teach. And this medicine wheel, this cosmology, is very helpful to give us some guidance and an understanding and a focus for the elemental energy of the week. I start with a Monday because January 1st was on a Monday, so the week goes from a Monday through a Sunday. So this Monday, the 17th through Sunday the 23rd, here's fire week. It's all about embracing and practicing forgiveness, yes. And it's about invoking those ancestors to help you forego being a martyr to past pain as you invite the grace of forgiveness to embrace you and remove what was never yours to keep. It's about asking and thanking your God for enabling you to receive the grace of forgiveness for those who have hurt you and for those you have hurt. Consciously, strongly suggest that you prepare an ancestor plate at every meal this week, or at least at one meal of the day. Light a candle and feed them with your intention to honor their existence and to receive their guidance, their wisdom, and their love. Remember, the ancestors really want you to win. They don't want you repeating what they already been through. And they are committed to you not having to go through past sorrow. So you're in their dream. You are their dream come true. And they really, really want you to live Fire Week, you know, really some radical movement around getting this forgiveness on. And it's such an important anecdote for so many blocks that we experience in life. Can't tell you how important forgiveness is. Now, distractions to embracing and practicing forgiveness would be wanting to be right about being a victim. I know it's so easy, you know, it's such a conditioned response that we have. We just want to be right about being a victim. For some people, all the time. But no, it's just a distraction. You weren't born to be a victim. That's not why you're here. Another distraction is thinking you have to figure things out on your own, meaning that you forgo turning to prayer and to accessing a higher and letting the universe do its work. Really important. Don't think that you've got to drive the bus in order to get to the destiny. Another distraction, judgment and criticism of yourself and others. So belittling yourself or, you know, holding yourself small, putting yourself down. Not a good use of your time and energy. Go into forgiveness. And then last but not least, and another one we get very conditioned, you know, people have to go through what they have to go through. If they ask you for help, that's one thing. But if they haven't asked you, you know, I mean, you can ask them, but a lot of times people really want to try to figure it out on their own and go through what they've got to go through. So don't take that on. Don't take their problems on. Stay focused on you. You need to do for you to have your happiness. Now, next week, on Monday, September 24th, we'll begin a mineral week. Of course, I'll tell you all about that in the next broadcast. Now, astrologically this week, we're in a little bit of a break, very short one, though. We just had a new moon on the 9th, and on the 22nd, we're going to have the autumnal equinox. So we're entering into the fall season. Some of the astrological forecasts by Lena Stevens from the Power Path monthly forecast that she does. Her website is called The Power Path. And our theme for September is about restructuring and recalibrating. So here's what she says. She says, welcome to September. The good news is, that there is tremendous support for restructuring and recalibrating your life areas. Wow, think about that. Jane Sands is one area. She's talking about an all area. Wow, that's huge. That is really huge. She goes on to say, the bad news is that you will go through growing pains to get there. It will take courage. It will be uncomfortable to your identity. And you will have doubts along the way. Underlying excitement, inspiration, and enthusiasm that this is the right path and that there is some comfort in knowing that there is really no option at this point but to move forward. Wow, this is really, really important. excuse me, my throat got a little dry here. Change and what we can do to not resist. That's why we need to make it our norm. So we're really in this this process of experiencing it, you know, experiencing these growing pains. So you're going to be disoriented. You're going to be uncomfortable. You're going to get inconvenient. Your plans may not work out in the way that you thought. But know, as he's saying, that this is kind of what has to happen so that you can move forward into what it is that you are wanting to manifest, how you're wanting to be in life, getting to your happy ending, getting to fulfillment. You know, this is part of the process. This is why it is happening. So if we can stay conscious about that, we won't fight the change process as much. And again, none of us like change. Change is scary, you know. It's uncomfortable, it's messy, right, to roll with it and to get the treasure from it, to get the treasure out of the change. Like, what is my change for? So if you're dealing with an illness, if you're dealing with somebody else's illness, if you're dealing with the loss of the people who have been flooded out of their home, you know, they're dealing with great loss. People who are dealing with death and dying, people who are dealing with, you know, betrayal or upset, you know, anything that is disrupted in poor in her forecast, Lena talked about the weeks, and so I pulled out for this week, the 16th to the 23rd, and here's what she says. As we approach the change of the season, look to what changes you are currently in the middle of. Use the energy to support what might be changing in your life. Without resistance, welcome the transition, the restructurally off balance, scattered, and somewhat ungrounded. On the other hand, you will probably feel a surge of energy for action and a determination and desire for moving forward. It seems we have repeated this theme many times over the past number of months of moving ahead, clearing out the old, letting go of attachment, and welcoming change. This will continue to drive our evolution. The body may be cranky during this time, but you may also experience a newfound commitment to its health and well-being, as well as some breakthroughs and pains. And yeah, it's going to be challenging, tough, but it's going to be worth it because we're going to come out on the other side wiser, stronger, hopefully more loving and compassionate as a result of what we're going through. Now, next Saturday, we have the autumnal equinox. That's going to be at 7:45 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. So we're talking about, like, you know, yeah, but that'll be the same time. It'll be 7:45 here on the Pacific. It's the same as Mountain Daylight Time right now. So, yeah, it's going to be very comes in the evening. And equinox is always about honoring change. So we go back to the change thing. And the change in the season is also a time to honor the harvest, right? So your personal harvest is what you want to focus on. And ask yourself, what are the lessons that you've learned of all the experiences, relationships, and things that you have in your life? And definitely think about, especially this past year, you know, what are you harvesting? What do you want to harvest? What can you harvest? What is ready? Woohoo! That's a good one. So, there you have it. Some elemental. I'm going to do a review of last week's broadcast. And then I'm going to talk about what it means to live your genius. What does that mean? I'm then going to talk about what blocks you from living your genius. And then I will give you a personal challenge that you can take on for a week. My opening quote comes from an actor, writer, and talk show host, and believe he comes from Africa, but I couldn't identify which country. I couldn't find anything on the web that talks about what country he came from. But his show is really interesting because what he does is he interviews people who have gone through loss and then focuses on what is the profound treasure, the gift that has come out of that. So, you know, of course, this is, you know, somebody definitely in alignment with my way of thinking. And I really just like this quote that I found that he said, which is, when you apply that gift you possess, can be used anywhere, anytime, to help someone else. Maybe your family, your community, your city, state, country, or the world in general. That is your purpose. Yes, yes, yes. And so last week, that's what I began talking about, the connection between your sacred contract, your purpose in life, and your genius. I started off by defining genius, and according to Body Has a Purpose, in order for there to be harmony, peace, and unbounded creativity for problem solving in the world. So everybody is here for a purpose and has, you know, has an intent, a very high intent for their existence. Now, the difference between genius and purpose framework for the skills, abilities, talent, genius that you possess. Because if it was just about, I can do this and I can scale tall buildings in a single bound, you know, it wouldn't mean anything if you're not putting it to use to help someone else. And when I'm talking purpose, that's what I'm talking about, that you're making a contribution. You know, the difference between childhood and adulthood in indigenous wisdom, family and friends, you know, be very internal with that. But once you go through puberty and you get initiated, this is the beginning of stepping into adulthood, your focus is on the community. Your focus is on the community. And so when you think of yourself, you're thinking about, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing to contribute to the community? And that includes your family, but it goes beyond your family. So we have people who are like in their 60s and 70s who still very much are focused just on themselves, you know, getting Botox and dyeing their hair and, you know, trying to look like they're still 30, act like they're still 30, you know. Crazy, crazy society we have. And so it's really, really important that we are understanding that we're not supposed to stay children for our entire lives. We're supposed to evolve into becoming a contributing member to our community. Genius, your gifts, your abilities, and talents are things that are given to you inherently, meaning you're born with stuff. Okay? It's not like you got to go out and find it. It's in you. And yes, for a certain gift and talent, you have to practice and you have to develop it. But that desire, that ability to even be willing to practice it, to, you know, hone it, to hone your skill, to master your skill, born with. You're born with that. You come with that. And, you know, we have a school system that's set up to have us believe that children basically are empty and that they have to, through school, learn what it is that they can do in life. We don't start out believing that children are born full, and that's unfortunate, because if someone doesn't do well, very narrow-minded way in which the school system is set up to teach people, to have people access education, very now. If you don't fit into the categories of what is required in order to do well in that system, then it's as if you have no genius. It's as if you have nothing to offer. And that's never, never, never true. Never, never true. So our genius to our existence as human beings, it's not a side thing. It's everything. And I talked also about our sacred contract. and what that is and why we have it, how it works. You know, this is kind of what we decide before we incarnate, before we get into a human body, what it is that we're going to contribute, what is it we're going to do when we come to the earth to bring harmony, peace, balance, joy, happiness, fulfillment, you know. So we unfortunately have to forget all the details of it in order to be in a little infant body and grow. So we need help from our family and our community to point out to us the things that we're good at and the things that we seem to really like. And we need help to get that fostered and validated. But we come with this sacred contract. And so our sacred contract, gifts and talents, it all works together. It all works together to really have us be here on Earth in a very meaningful, powerful, and loving way. You know, that's the true nature. We all know things happen. Things can get a little screwed up. But that doesn't mean that we can't get back on track. Despite not being, you know, acknowledged, validated, and fostered in our genius and our gifts and our talents as a child. As we're in adulthood, we can remember them. We can rediscover them. We can find them and put them to good use. It's a matter of remembering and making a choice, you know, to be able to have. I also last week gave a personal challenge because, as I said, our school system is very, very narrow and limited. And there are some, you know, different, some alternative school systems that kind of get it right. Like they really get that not be still in the morning. They need to be using up that energy that they have. But we do the opposite, you know. We have kids kind of have to be still. And I've heard from people that I know that have children growing through school systems that they've cut back on the lunch time and the playtime. And, you know, besides taking music and art and, you know, stuff you do with your hands out of the early in the morning. You know, so there's a lot of stuff that goes on that would really make it very challenging for a child to recognize or be supported in their genius. You know, because boys need to run off all that energy in the morning, and then they'd be, after lunch, be ready to settle down and do some ABCs and, you know, some things that require more being still. But the point I am trying to make is that, you know, if we could realize how important it is for each and every one of us to know that our lives matter, that we have value, that there are things that we can do for well-being of the community. If we could really, really get that, wow, what a difference. Give you a quick example. Every night when I eat my supper, I make sure I always pray to the hands of all the people that were involved in that food being in front of me. So I go beyond just the cook that I, you know, are on a chicken farm. Who are the people feeding the chickens, making sure these chickens get fed, letting them out of their cage, or not putting them in cages at all, letting them roam free like chickens are supposed to do, and scratch for their worms, and, you know. But, you know, when you really think about the whole system of food and how it gets to us, and the truck drivers, you know, that drive food, and I mean, it's amazing. But people, again, who harvest the food, you know, and plant the genius in each one of those tasks is a genius in that, especially for the person who does it for their lives. Like, this is their livelihood, you know. They're genius in it because we need it done. And so if we could do that, if we could really consider how important everything that happens is, and that somebody's got to do it, got to be done, you know, and value these things that have to go on in order for us to be here, you know, walking around. Yeah, it's amazing. It's really, really amazing. So, gifts and talents aren't just celebrities, and, you know, rocket scientists. Yeah. Gifts and talents are not just artists. They need to get through school and to get through life before they go out to seek their own fortune. You know. It's genius in being a mom and housewife or being a stay-at-home dad. So, genius, when I'm talking genius, I'm not talking matter, and that really keeps the world going round. So, living, the personal challenge that I asked last week was that, I said, even if you think you know, even if you think you know, you're genius. Light a candle and call on your God, your ancestor spirit, heal or validate your genius. And I said, give it at least 3 days to a week to show up. So I hope that you were able to do that and get that validation or that revelation about what it is that you do that is unique to, can be unique to you, the way that you do it, you know, will be, in fact. Not that people are going to do anything exactly the same. But what that is, knowing what that is, knowing what that is, it's so, so important. I have met several people and worked with several people in my wisdom consulting who, you know, had a gift and a talent that they just put to the side, earn a living, or in order to please a parent or somebody else, and who are in midlife and who are wanting to uncover that, you know, because they've lived long enough now to realize that they're not fulfilled. They're not fulfilled if they're not living and taking care of their genes. So here's what I mean when I talk about living your genes. When you're living your genes, you're at a point where nothing and no one can keep you from using it and sharing it. I'll say that again. When you're living your genius, nothing and no one can keep you from using it and sharing it. So you're no longer at that stage of, can I really do this? Can I really be this? Can I really have this? No, you're like, I gotta do it. Like the dam breaks and you just like can't be held back, you know. Thing you need to live it shows up in ways you could never imagine. Meaning that, you know, when you get to a roadblock or a challenge comes up and you just can't figure it out, you know, don't know what you're going to do, this stuff just shows up in ways you could never, never, never imagine. You know, I think about, for example, how, you know, he just loved acting and directing to fall to that. He just loved acting, and he was able to get a scholarship when he was at Howard University to go over to Europe and get some teaching, and later finds out it was Denzel Washington that, you know, gave ever, you know, imagined that that would show up with you. So that's just one example how when you are living your genius, because he's an amazing actor, you know, stuff that shows up and things move in ways that you just could never imagine. And so the third thing that characterizes you're living your genius, you are gifted opportunities to experience fulfillment and happiness. Now, I use the word gifted on purpose because this isn't about me creating, knowing experiences of fulfillment and happiness. This is like stuff showing up and being given to me, being given to me. I had an experience. I can't even share it with y'all yet, but maybe I think that. I mean, it's just a sacred. But let me just tell you, it was an experience of learning, number one, being gifted something that I needed for my health, and then being told some information that will have me where I never thought that that could be. Just never thought that could be. I'm sorry to be so mysterious, but some things it's like, you know, you just can't talk about it yet because it's just so like, ooh, such a gift. And, you know, so that's what happens when you're living your genius. These are characteristics of what's going on. So that's what I mean when you're living your genius. Now let me talk about what happens when you ain't living your genius because you're blocked, okay? And again, based on what I said, that children are born full. They're not understood to be born full. It's very easy to miss out on their genius, on their gifts, and on their talent. So one of the major ways in which we get blocked to living our genius is because we never got validated when we were growing up. We experienced invalidation. We were told that we didn't have it, we weren't good enough, we maybe were made fun of, or we were afraid we were going to be made fun of it. We were told you can't make any money with it. You know, anything negative, anything that put you down, invalidation, that would have you, you know, disconnect from your genius and definitely be afraid of getting close with it. Another way we get blocked is we just forget our purpose in life. You know, without purpose, you're not able to recognize, care for, or have a loving relationship with your genius. It's like, it's just, it ain't happening. So, in knowing that you're here for a purpose, I don't care if you don't know all the details of it yet, but you gotta first accept that you're here for a purpose, that you weren't just dropped in, you know, and let loose to figure it all out. No. You're connected to everybody and everything around you in ways you can't imagine. You have a purpose. And if you can just believe that, then you open yourself to really connecting and remembering your genius, willingness to believe that you are here for a purpose, that you have a purpose in life. So opening up the purpose and opening up the purpose, I don't care what order you do it in, just do it. Another block, fear of failure. And, of course, that makes sense. You may be afraid that you'll be judged, so you're not willing to take the risk to bring your genius out to, you know, to demonstrate it. One that you wouldn't think, but it's also true, is the fear of success. This is about being afraid that you'll be exposed and vulnerable to negativity, to being taken advantage of, you know, it's all of that. Very interesting how that happens. The fear of failure, the fear of success, right? And in both of those circumstances, of course, your genius isn't going to come out. Along with that fear of success is the fear that you'll change if you're successful and then you'll be alone. That, you know, people will be jealous of you or people will be envious of you and they won't, you know, really want to be too close to you. You know, all of that stuff goes. All of that stuff. So it's really, really important to have a consciousness about these blocks. You got to work on them. Don't just have them and stop. No, you want to work on removing these blocks. You want to work on removing invalidation. You want to work on remembering your purpose in life, getting over forgetting it. Fear failure. No, you gotta move that. Fear success. You definitely gotta move that. So these blocks really all can work together to keep a person from living. When you hear of people who hate their job, and people who are really not comfortable and happy in their family, they find family burdens. People who are just sick all the time. People who, you know, all of that is coming out of not being connected to genius and purpose. So here's my personal challenge for you this week, to go with this. How do we get rid of blocks? If your genius hasn't been validated, I had fixed my piano playing. So for, oh God, over 20 years, I just ignored it. I just thought, I'll never be a concert pianist. I'll never play on Carnegie Hall, so why should I really be bothered with this? Why should I be doing it? And I just ignored it. And it took listening to a score from a movie that woke me. And I consciously asked for a validation. Like, is this real? Am I just making it up? You know, what's going on here with this full piano? What's that? And, oh my God, I got such validation, it wasn't funny. Three wonderful Steinway pianos in a recital hall in Cincinnati, free of charge, just like, you know, the owner of the store heard me play and said, you know, you can go back there and play on these pianos that are on tour, these Steinways. And I was like, oh my God, it was just amazing. Like, how does this happen? So it was a huge validation from the universe. They're like, yeah, honey, you can play. Not only can you play, but you can actually play on Steinway, okay? Like, let's go. So just ask. Just asking is to realize that anybody who tries to criticize you is really just transferring their pain. And the only feedback you ever want to really receive for your gifts and talents and your genius are from people who have gone through what you've gone through, okay? Or people who are stepping into the same arena that you're stepping into, taking that risk to bring out their gifts and their talents, who know what it's like to come out of cheerleaders. They're going to be like, oh, yes, how wonderful, good, 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 good. So being afraid of being judged doesn't make a lot of sense. And Brene Brown has a wonderful video on that. Brene Brown is a woman who goes viral on YouTube for a TED talk that she did, ends up on Oprah, and is now a best-selling author and speaker, you know. She's still a professor at the university in Texas. Her TED talk is just wonderful, and it's all about vulnerability. So what happens is, after she does that and it goes viral, she goes right into that fear of being judged. And her husband, do not read the comments. Do not read the comments on the YouTube for your TED Talk. But, of course, she did. And, you know, people said some mean things. Like, they talked about her body size. They talked about her presentation style. You know, it's just poured down. And so through this process, what she learns is that the only critics you need to listen to are people who have actually taken the same level of risk that you do. And so in a video she talks about, invite those critics to the front row. You know, like, know about that. So, really cool. And last but not least, if you're afraid of being alone because you're going to step out there with your genius and you're going to value your genius and honor it, and I'm going to talk more about that, taking care of our genius next week. But if you're afraid that, you know, for some reason you're going to be alone, think about what is the support that you need. You're lost. Think about the support that you need. You know, we all have that fear that we're going to, you know, lose something when we gain something. And it's real. And I'll tell you, it will happen. I ain't going to lie to you. It will happen. But put your focus on what's the support you need. What is it that you need coming into your life? Because we're here to evolve. We're here to grow. We're not here to go backwards and hide our genius and our gifts and our talents. Uh-uh. Not happening. So we need to look for that support. You who really want to take it on easily, more easily access. Wow. I love talking about genius. It's just so important. And someone had asked me earlier this week, do we have more than one genius? My answer is yes. They come in all shapes and sizes, too. So it's important that you know what are the gifts, what are the talents, what are the skills that you have. You are multi-genius, multi-talented. And understanding and learning and knowing that is how you will really learn to really value yourself. You really feel good about yourself. And then again, elicit the support you need from others. Well, I'm going to close out tonight first by thanking my wonderful engineer. I got Brother Forrest tonight, the president of Black Hole Radio. And, you know, Brother Forrest has chosen not to believe a negativity beyond belief. He's someone who, you know, had a health challenge and was given a really negative diagnosis, but he has turned that completely around. So God bless you, Brother Forrest. You're very, very inspiring in terms of how you continue to take care of yourself. So to Brother Forrest and the entire Black Hole Be Well family, thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do this work in this way without your support. To all my regular listeners out there, especially Miss Sarah, let me tell you, this woman has more courage and determination in her little finger than anyone I know. Miss Sarah, you are just magnificent in how you inspire me. To all of those who have wisdom walk with me and you know who you are, to my family and spiritual kin, my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, and those who may be listening in for the first time, thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do this without your listenership. I also want to do a shout-out to my sister queen, Juanita, who came through a really huge health challenge and glowing and healthier and doing wonderful. Again, another inspiring soul. Next week, I'll continue my theme for September, Honoring Your Genius, with wisdom and insights on caring for your genius. Don't forget to check out the Wisdom Walk Radio page. I will post that personal challenge. And last but not least, I'd like to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides and loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Have a fabulous fire week, a blessed autumnal equinox, and remember, you are genius. You are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.